This is Dakota Datebook for July 20th. On this date in 1932, five Prohibition agents raided the largest still west of Chicago. It was on a farm 5 miles north of Jamestown. Special agents had suspected a still in the Jamestown vicinity since the 1st of July, when a truckload of corn sugar, which is the main ingredient of homemade moonshine, was tracked from Valley City to near Jamestown, where they lost the trail. Soon after, agents followed a truckload of piping from Fargo. Again, they lost the trail near Jamestown. Agents scoured the area for weeks and began to suspect a farm nestled in the wooded hills between Highways 20 and 281. It was in a picturesque spot, and its location between the two heavily traveled highways made it ideal for bootlegging. The agents hit the farmyard at 3 a.m. on July 20th. To discover a gigantic moonshine operation in two former hog sheds. 12-foot-high boilers were steaming hot, but there was no one in sight. Agents determined that 6 to 8 men were involved in the operation and that they lived in the farmhouse. In one of the bedrooms, they discovered a buzzer, an advance warning system linked to the sheds. The operation turned out to be larger than anyone expected, capable of producing 1,000 gallons of liquor a day. It was quickly coined the largest still west of Chicago. The still could hold 3,000 gallons, and it was nearly full when discovered. 12 redwood vats were also found. The vats held 100,000 gallons of mash, a mixture of water, sugar, and yeast that creates the alcohol. Agents estimated that the still had been operating a mere 8 days, but it had been efficient. In the rafters of the hog sheds, they found 2,500 gallons of moonshine. Oscar Seiler owned the farm, but he'd been living in California for at least 4 years. Upon learning of the raid, Seiler immediately came back to check on his property. Seiler had rented the farm to Frank Bronk, who, along with another man, was arrested. While an investigation took place, 9 men demolished the still, a process viewed by hundreds of onlookers. 3 large holes were dug and then filled with thousands of gallons of liquor and mash. The site of the largest still west of Chicago can no longer be seen. It's now covered by the Jamestown Reservoir. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Mary Helm. I'm Bill Thomas, filling in for Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.